The jobs blanket the classified ads. 16 housekeeper positions at Woods Hole Inn. 18 openings for servers at the Tavern on Nantucket. 40 spots available for ride attendants at Cape Cod Inflatable Park. At Coonamessett Farm in East Falmouth, Ron Smolowitz is running out of time.
We've ran an ad that cost us over $1,000. No takers, not a single applicant. So there are no Americans for these jobs.
Opening day is April 29th, and Farmer Ron, as he's called, expects to go without the 5 seasonal employees he flies in from Jamaica every summer. He's fixing a walkway that overlooks 20 acres, footsteps from where H2B workers have always helped prep the berries, lettuce, and root vegetables for meals at the farm cafe. Without them, Farmer Ron says he'll be forced to cut his American employees by half, scale back his menu, rethink his operating hours.
Even under the Obama administration, their goal was not to provide guest workers. Their goal was to inhibit guest workers.
Small business owners say this summer's economy looks more dire for the Cape and Islands than ever before. Foreign nationals who carry H-2B visas are not immigrants. They supplement the workforce, taking on the temporary seasonal jobs many Americans never apply for. Housekeepers, freight workers, cooks. But it's up to Congress whether to let them come back. Every year they pass a measure to exempt these returning workers from counting against the federal cutoff of 66,000 people. That cap on H-2B workers was met so early this year, the government stopped accepting applications. That is, unless Congress decides to reinstate the exemption. But so far, Congress hasn't taken action. That means most of the temporary workers who visit from places like Jamaica, Mexico, and the Philippines will stay home.
I've been doing this for 18 years.
Jane Nichols Bishop leads peak season workforce in Mashpee. They call her Mama Visa. She navigates the labyrinth of paperwork on behalf of employers who need H-2B seasonal help to keep their small businesses running.
For 18 years, I've seen Cape Cod thrive and grow, and the islands. And I've seen businesses take off, expand, go from one little clam shack to major restaurants. And it's because they have the workers to do it.
But now, by Bishop's count, only about 300 seasonal workers are clear to return to the Cape and Islands, down from 3,000 during a typical season.
When I see a situation like this, it really worries me. Who's going to be able to take care of our visitors who come here for the summer?
Right now, that's unclear. Businesses will survive, she says, but not thrive. B&Bs might take rooms out of service. Restaurants could close early or not open at all. At Max Seafood in Wellfleet, Amy Voll is working to help reform the H-2B program on behalf of the New England Seasonal Business Coalition. She's retained a lobbying firm in Washington, D.C. to push lawmakers for a permanent Cape Cod-specific exemption to the seasonal worker cap.
These H-2B workers pay into our entitlement programs. They pay into Social Security, and they are not eligible to take that money out.
Not everyone is convinced. In Hyannis, while addressing a Grandmothers Against Gun Violence meeting, a former chair of the Cape Cod Chamber of Commerce briefly went off topic.
Would somebody explain to me why Cape Cod has to go halfway around the world to bring labor here?
That's former State Senator Dan Wolf, the Cape and Islands Democrat who once ran for governor and is the CEO of Cape Air, one of the country's biggest independent airlines. Wolf wants to bus students from Boston to Cape Cod during the summer to help reduce youth unemployment. But many, like Sam Bradford, the chief financial officer at Max Seafood, say back-to-school schedules in the fall interrupt the height of the tourism season.
We hire as many American workers as we possibly can, but there just aren't any American workers willing to come down to Cape Cod for 6 or 7 months a year to wash dishes in a kitchen until 2 o'clock in the morning.
But thousands of foreign workers are willing. I called up Yolanda Tamayo via Facebook. She runs Tamayo's catering several time zones away. For 9 seasons, she's traveled from the Philippines to Orleans for work.
We are looking forward to go back to the United States of America to work for Hot Chocolate Sparrow this year and this summer, hopefully, Mr. Planari.
But this could be the first summer Tamayo doesn't make it back. She's yet to learn the status of her application with the Department of Labor. During a typical summer at the Hot Chocolate Sparrow, Tamayo, her 25-year-old daughter Yazel, and half a dozen others from overseas wash dishes, serve coffee, and help keep an eye on the place for co-owner Perry Sparrow.
You know, they're here every day. They want to work. They care about the business because they feel like they're family, and they are. I talk to them on Facebook every day. I mean, it's hard to really explain what not having them would mean.
That's why we want to go back there to earn more money and to buy more materials and equipments to improve our business here in the Philippines.
Their trip back to the U.S. depends on whether the House and the Senate pass a returning worker exemption bill later this month. That would give Cape and Islands businesses hope for a strong season. Still, even if it happens, many employers worry it's already too late, and that without the foreign workers, many American jobs are already in jeopardy. For WCAI, I'm Patrick Flannery.